This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the final week of session before lawmakers' annual mid-session recess.
Senate will go the order of business of Senate bills for perfection.
The week began calendar. With time spent on Senate Bill 617, 611, and 667. Sponsor, Senator Bill Ligle of Weldon Springs, says his measure would reform the state tax code.
This will be the seventh straight year that we have set a state record for dollars collected from the bank accounts of Missouri families and put towards government priorities.
During floor discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur pointed out she has concerns with what this bill would do.
While you may be calling it revenue neutral, it is certainly not general revenue neutral.
Senate Bill 617, 611, and 667 has been set aside for further talks.
Saying on that same order of business, would you please recognize...
Tuesday afternoon saw the return of Senate Bill 590, which would modify the Historic Preservation Tax Credit. Sponsor, Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby, tells his colleagues he's made changes to the original proposal.
We added back in the residential properties. We removed provisions dealing with a new program for the Capitol Commission as well as historic buildings throughout the state.
During floor discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton proposed a way to keep this plan current.
And we do that by indexing for inflation. I mean, if heaven forbid, we should have a period of hyperinflation at some point in the next 10 years.
Senate Bill 590 has been given first-round Missouri Senate approval. Another positive vote would send the measure to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
House Bill 1531, Senator from Boone.
Wednesday evening was dedicated to House bills, including House Bill 1531. Missouri Senate handler, Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia, says this measure would clarify the environment when there are multiple people covered by an insurance company in a litigation case.
When there are multiple insureds, the insurance company, which in this case the insurer is a plaintiff, can deposit all of the applicable policy limits into the court.
Senator Sifton adds he is impressed with this proposal.
This bill is a rare instance in which all concerned parties benefit.
The Missouri Senate version makes changes to the original, so House Bill 1531 will have to return to the Missouri House of Representatives.
I move that the Senate stand adjourned until...
Missouri Senators will spend the next week on their annual mid-session recess and return to the Capitol on Monday, March 26th. Session will officially end at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 18th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.